app.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. The late summer heat is easing a bit in the northern states, but triple digits are still a thing in Texas. Correspondent Omar Villafranca.
Nearly a quarter of Texas businesses say this summer's heat has hurt them. But while some are sweating it out, others are keeping cool, like air conditioner maker Trane Technologies in Tyler, Texas.
Your fabrication runs all day.
Around the clock, yeah.
Does that tell you about how busy you are?
Well, it's consistent demand.
Meantime, Hurricane Lee soaking up energy from warm waters in the Atlantic. It is not expected to make landfall in the U.S., but is expected to cause big wave problems along the East Coast. And some 300 people have died in a powerful earthquake in Morocco. In New Mexico, after a recent rash of deadly shootings, some with child victims.
Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has issued an emergency public health order suspending open and concealed carry in Albuquerque for 30 days after a wave of gun violence. That violence includes a road rage shooting that killed an 11-year-old boy outside the city's minor league ballpark. Last month, police say a 5-year-old boy was killed when four teens opened fire on his family's mobile home. A 13-year-old girl was killed in another incident. The Democratic governor says she expects legal challenges but feels compelled to respond to the shootings. Peter King, CBS News.
The police body cam footage is out in Philadelphia from a deadly shooting, and the officer who fired the shots has turned himself in. Officer Mark Dial charged with murder in the death of 27-year-old Eddie Irizarry. Correspondent Jeff Pegues.
Irizarry's aunt says they pushed to get the videos released.
What do you think his legacy is going to be?
That was very special to us, and it's a shame that it was such a senseless killing.
In Atlanta, the original grand jury that heard the state allegations in the racketeering case against Donald Trump and 18 others apparently suggested indictments against almost twice as many people as now facing charges.
According to the unsealed report, the special purpose grand jury recommended indictments for 21 additional individuals, including former President Trump's ex-national security advisor Michael Flynn, Georgia's Lieutenant Governor Burt Jones, former Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue, and current South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham.
I was totally surprised. I never suggested anybody set aside the election.
Graham was one of 75 witnesses subpoenaed by the jury over his calls to Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, who claimed the senator asked him to find a way to set aside votes.
In the same case, a federal judge says no to ex-White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' bid to move the case to federal court. This is CBS News.
When you think of hiring, think of Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring system helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dominic, TGIF. Time to air some grievances up in here.
Crudy, happy Friday to you. Nate, working the board. Thank you, young man. Our fair audience, happy Friday to us all. Crudy, I mean, folks, if you can't see, you know, check us out on the streaming socials. You'll see Crudy is wearing a fine, looks like paying some homage to perhaps the late Jimmy Buffett with this tropical muumuu you got going on, man.
It's not a muumuu. It's a Hawaiian shirt. Have you never seen a Hawaiian shirt? I see many stepdad looking middle aged Wisconsinites wearing the Hawaiian shirt on the weekend.
And as long Friday as you're not a boogaloo boy, you're not a boogaloo boy, are you, man? Right? Those the fascists wear some Hawaiian shirts sometimes too. Hey, man, but I'd love to see you with a little color on you, man. You're looking good, baby.
Well, I'm nice and tan. I got my Badger lid. You know, it's a big Badger weekend playing against Washington State University. That game. We'll stream across the Civic Media Network. Now you got me talking sports, Dom. WRJN, our flagship. You can listen in the Milwaukee Metro, 1400 AM, and always streaming live on WRJN. Get the Civic Media app. But the Badgers, tomorrow night, 6:30. Looking forward to that big game. And later in this big show, Dom, we're going to have Mike Clemens, our sports director. And he will be in Chicago this weekend because Packers kickoff, game of the week. 3:25 p.m. on Sunday, and we've also got that for you across the Civic Media Network in various markets. Now, we can't stream the Packers, unfortunately, but we're playing them for you on WRJN, our sports flagship. Again, 1400 a.m., that's the one you can start with. And then if you're local, you can find the 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha. But we got you covered at 1400 a.m. in Milwaukee. Listen to our Packer coverage. You've been listening to the Packers on the AM for 100 years. Why change now? You know, not that heartless radio signal. Not them. Us. Come to us.
Yeah, come to us. Come on.
And that game, Dom, did I mention that I am of the opinion that the Bears still suck? And we will talk about that.
I know you are, but my glorious Lions were victorious last night, Michael. Did you watch some of that game?
I did, in fact. You and I, you know, I watched that game because you and I were texting back and forth. You know, go Lions, the Chiefs, meow.
Didn't they win the Super Bowl last year? Right? And the Lions, they won 21-20. It was a hell of a game. They pulled through on the road. Hear the roar, baby. Number one in the NFC North, man. Longest winning streak in the NFC North.
This year so far. Till somebody else plays. Well, congrats to your Lions, man. Enjoy it while you can. Because on September 28th, that's a Thursday night, the Lions are coming to Lambeau. And it's going to be all over but the crying, fella.
We'll see. We'll see.
Well, I'll have a bunch of trash talking going on. We're going to be at a watch party. Dom, we've got some plans. Some plans to have a good time coming up in the foreseeable weeks.
I always plan to have a good time, Crudy. It's a matter of where we're having that good time.
Well, we know a couple of dates for sure, Dom. And should we start telling the people?
Why not? If we got something nailed down, we could share it. Absolutely. We want people to come and hang out, party with us.
We don't so much as permission as, you know, we'll ask and get apologies. Give apologies. What do you do when you don't ask permission? You just go on the road.
Road trip. Ask for forgiveness than for permission.
We'll ask for forgiveness later. But we're coming to a town near you all across the state of Wisconsin. Here's what we know for sure-sies. Next Friday night, we will be broadcasting near the Lightning Kugels Brewing Company from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, I believe, grounds in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, for their Chippewa Falls Oktoberfest ceremonies, Dom. I mean, you know, two guys know how to Oktoberfest. It's you and I. So we'll be doing that. That's already booked. So I know we'll be there. We're hopefully going to be joined by a couple of the third CD candidates. And I know Pat Kreitlow, our morning host here, you know, Up North News, Civic Media. Pat's got us on the calendar, so we're going to party with Pat that day.
Nice.
So 1 week from today, we'll be partying in Chippewa Falls at the Oktoberfest. But that's not all, Dom. That's not even...
Wait, there's more.
There's more. And at least two other dates we can safely announce. The other date, Dom, another Oktoberfest, the original. La Crosse, Wisconsin. You knew. Oh,
going home, baby.
Now that we being Civic Media, not you and I per se, but Civic Media has, and we play on a fine affiliate in La Crosse, Wisconsin, the Eagle. Here it's Soar. The Eagle 14. That's a different one. That's the Shaw. Caw the Shaw. The Eagle. You got to get an Eagle call. Work on that for us, Nate, please. The Eagle 1490 AM will be our originating station on September 29th, because Dom, it is my intent to take you to Oktoberfest in La Crosse. We will soar with the Eagles and party with the Owls or something. We'll probably stay late that night. I've got a hotel room for that night.
Okay, good. All right.
On the river, no falling in, fella.
No, the river. It's a tough one.
Hopefully the smiley face killer has moved on.
Passed on. Let's hope.
Some don't even know what we're talking about. Sometimes we don't even know. So we're going to La Crosse on September 29th, but Dom, we referenced that Lions Packers game. So the obvious choice would be go to Green Bay, right? So we're going to take the less obvious choice because, you know, you don't want to do the obvious. The less obvious choice, we're going to party with our friends and fans of the Packers, a little politics, then Packers in Richland Center. In my understanding, our friend Henry Bray, who is our sales director down there, he's working out the details with the local bowling alley. We're going to do, you know, a Packer watch party. That'll be a 7:15 start. So we're going to broadcast until 6, you know, sorry, your Packer pregame show on WRCE, and then the Packers will play on the big 100.9 WRCO, but we'll be partying with the people in Richland Center that day. And Dom, I understand you're going to miss a couple shows, so I'm going to go party without you. I don't need you to party. I don't need you to go out with the people. So tentatively, I'm thinking Green Bay without you, man. We'll see how it goes.
Me. Come on, man. You go up north without me, man.
Well, I know.
Green Bay's like my backyard.
Yeah, well, you can go to Green Bay. We can go Green Bay next game. You know, we'll find a Monday nighter or something. We'll go back to Green Bay. But, you know, I might have to go that week without you because I've already got the offer of a fine code devil for Thursday, ooh, September 21st. And, you know, I'm looking to replace you, perhaps. Good luck that going around this week.
Yeah.
Also, did I mention on this big show, Dom, we're going to air the grievances, of course. It's Friday. That is our method and could be yours. You know, we can be your therapy. Cry on our shoulders if you need.
Cry on each other's shoulders. Give each other some hugs.
844-967-2789. But Democratic Party Wisconsin Chairman, call him the Rainmaker, Ben Wickler, joining us at 4:30 today. Going to talk about supporting Proto Sewitz. And she's under fire, Dom. And I think, at least topically, that's maybe where we want to start today. Did you see there was a little opinion piece at the New York Times? And the headlines, you know, sometimes they're on track and sometimes they're off track. But, you know, tell me what you think of this headline, you and the audience. A breathtaking contempt for the people of Wisconsin.
That sounds about right.
September 8th, this first published, Jamel Bouye has this to say. For more than a decade, dating back to the Republican triumph in the 2010 midterm elections, Wisconsin Republicans have held their state legislature in an iron lock, forged by a gerrymander so stark that nothing short of a supermajority of voting public could break it. Now he starts getting into some wonky details. I don't mind. In 2012, the first year the maps were in effect, Republicans won 46% of the statewide vote, but 60% of the seats in the state assembly. In 2014, Republican won the governorship. That was the Wanker, by 52% of the vote, which gave them 63% of the seats in the assembly. In 16, Republicans and Democrats essentially split the statewide vote, but Republicans claimed 64% of the seats in the assembly. Now, by 2018, the gerrymander proved strong enough to allow the Wisconsin Republicans to win a supermajority of seats in the assembly, despite losing the vote for every statewide office and the statewide legislative vote by 8 percentage points. 54-46%. So if you understand what he's saying there, Republicans on the legislative ballot earned 46% of the vote. And Dom, my understanding, what is the majority they earned ultimately? Well, we'll have to read on. The statewide legislative vote by 8 percentage points, 54-46. Again, Democrats earning 54, Republicans 46. No matter how much Wisconsin voters might want to elect a Democratic legislature, the Republican gerrymander won't allow them to. The gerrymander alone undermines Wisconsin's status as a democracy. If a majority of people cannot, under any realistic circumstance, elect a legislative majority of their choosing, then it's hard to say where they actually govern themselves. Folks, we are the devil's advocates. We'll talk more about this. What's the headline again? A breathtaking contempt for the people of Wisconsin. Talking to you, Robin Foss, you Republican legislatures. We're going to take this show on the road. Take it to the people. The Fall in Love hometown tour. Diamond Crew, devil's advocates, and you could be there. You could party with us. We're the fun people. We do this for a living. Imagine you could put this down on your lifetime bucket list. I partied with the devil's advocates. It's always a party up in here. Stick around or join us. 844-96-PARTY.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. And it's like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tomorrow, chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 80. Partly sunny and low 70 Sunday. Just a slight chance of a shower. Around 70 and mostly sunny Monday. Right now it's 53.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
I don't know if you know the Devil's Advocates, but the show is kind of a big deal.
On the road again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all airing the grievances. And stick around. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, going to join us at 4:30. But, Crudy, let's get back to this Jamel Bowie.
Booyah!
Okay. I don't know if I'm going to trust your pronunciation.
I took 2 years of French. You cushion.
Come on. Is it Louis Butler or Louis Butler? I just want to know which one it is, Mr. French. The breathtaking contempt for the people of Wisconsin, writes Jamel in the opinion piece of the New York Times. Very timely, of course, Wisconsin getting another look nationally because the Wisconsin Republicans are looking to throw out Janet Pro and say it was because she threatens them. He goes on to write. Now I want to repeat this paragraph, Crudy, and we'll jump back into it. The gerrymandering alone undermines Wisconsin's status as a democracy. If a majority of the people cannot, under any realistic circumstances, elect a legislative majority of their choosing, then it's hard to say whether they actually govern themselves. Yes, it certainly is. What makes the situation worse are the actions of Republican lawmakers. Using their gerrymandered majority, Wisconsin Republicans have done everything in their power to undermine, subvert, or even nullify the public's attempt to chart a course away from the Republican Party. In 2018, for example, Wisconsin voters put Tony Evers, a Democrat, in the governor's mansion, sweeping the incumbent Scott Walker out of office. Almost immediately, Wisconsin Republicans introduced legislation to weaken the state's executive branch, curbing the authority that Walker had exercised as governor. Earlier this year, Wisconsin voters took another step toward ending a decade of Republican minority rule in the legislature by electing Janet Protasiewicz, a liberal Milwaukee County judge, to the state Supreme Court in one of the most high-profile and expensive judicial elections in American history. The reason behind the flood of money and attention was straightforward. If she won, Protasiewicz would break the conservative majority on the court, giving liberal justices an opportunity to shape the state's legal landscape until at least the next judicial election cycle. And Protasiewicz made no secret of her views. If elected, she said she would defend abortion rights and give a new look at the state's legislative maps, which she criticized as rigged and unfair. Protasiewicz won a double-digit victory with record turnout.
You're welcome, Wisconsin.
Wanted her on the court to stand up for their reproductive and voting rights. Wisconsin Republicans can't strip a judicial officer of her power, but they can remove her, which is what they intend to do. A quote. Republicans in Wisconsin are coalescing around the prospect of impeaching a newly seated liberal justice on the state Supreme Court. My newsroom colleague Reed Epstein reports. The push just 5 weeks after Justice Janet Protasiewicz joined the court and before she has heard a single case serves as a last-ditch effort to stop the new 4-3 liberal majority from throwing out Republican-drawn legislative maps and legalizing abortion in Wisconsin. That's what Epstein said. Jamal goes on to write, Republicans have more than enough votes in the Wisconsin State Assembly to impeach Protasiewicz and enough votes and just enough votes in the Senate, two-thirds majority, to remove her. But removal would allow Governor Evers to appoint another jurist, liberal jurist, which is why Republicans don't plan to convict and remove Protasiewicz. If instead the Republican-led state Senate chooses not to act on impeachment, Justice Protasiewicz is suspended but not removed. The court would then revert to a 3-3 deadlock, very likely preserving the Republican gerrymander and keeping a 19th century abortion law, which bans the procedure, on the books. If successful, Wisconsin Republicans will have created, in effect, an unbreakable hold on state government. With their gerrymandering in place, they have an almost permanent grip on the state legislature with supermajorities in both chambers. With these majorities, they can limit the reach and power of any Democrat elected to statewide office and remove or neutralize any justice who might rule against the gerrymander. It's that breathtaking contempt, Crudy, for the people of Wisconsin, who have voted since 2018 for a more liberal state legislature and a more liberal state Supreme Court and a more liberal governor with the full powers of his office available to him. That makes the Wisconsin Republican Party the most openly authoritarian in the country.
Yup. A little bit more from Bouye at the New York Times. Of course, there's nothing yet written in stone. Wisconsin Republicans might, for the first time, show an ounce of restraint. I know it's hard to say. And refrain from taking this radical step against self-government if they choose otherwise. Justice Protasiewicz could sue, citing her First Amendment right to free speech. The Republican case against her, after all, is that she disparaged their gerrymander in her campaign, making her biased. The scheme could also backfire. If Protasiewicz were to resign following an impeachment, the state would hold a new election next year. Wisconsin Republicans might face an angry and mobilized electorate in a presidential year, and you can bet your ass we're going to make sure that happens. Regardless of how this specific situation plays out, it illustrates a broader problem in the structure of American political life. In the absence of national regulation and against the backdrop of a federal Supreme Court that is, at best, apathetic on the issues of voting rights, states are as liable to make laboratories of autocracy as they are to serve as laboratories of democracy. And without federal intervention to enforce a Republican form of government, as the Constitution phrases it, the voters themselves have no other choice but to leave for greener pastures if they hope to govern themselves. There are those who say that the states as semi-sovereign entities with broad discretion over their internal affairs, is the point of the American system. That this is the design, the framers' intent, that this is tenable when the difference between the states is one of tax policies or the extent of the social safety net. This is not when the issues turn to fundamental issues of political and civil rights. Wisconsin, it seems, is simply the latest flashpoint over a larger question being contested in different arenas across different areas of concern. What is the scope and the power of the states? What is the meaning of American citizenship? And what rights do we actually have in theory and in practice? Well, very few, if Republicans in the state of Wisconsin get their way. Again, this opinion piece, entitled, headlined, "A Breathtaking Contempt for the People of Wisconsin." We're going to have the Democratic Party chair, Ben Wickler. He's going to join us next. We're going to talk about those Republicans. They don't love us. They don't even like us. More devils. We love you. Come on back.
All right. Thank you very much.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
CBS News Brief. Even as some parts of the country cool just a bit, not so Texas there. Triple digits present unique problems, but also some business opportunities in cooling. Omar Villafranca.
Plant manager Robert Rivers says summer is always the busiest season for their 2,100 workers. But this year's high temperatures brought more business.
We have seen increased demand in markets that aren't typically air conditioning markets, such as the Pacific Northwest.
After recent gun deaths, New Mexico's governor suspends open and concealed gun carry in Albuquerque for 30 days.
I warned everyone that we expect a challenge,
probably while you're writing this, we're getting a challenge, and that's the way it should work.
As requested by the victim's family, Philadelphia authorities have released body cam video from a fatal police shooting. District Attorney Larry Krasner.
They do not want any looting. They do not want anyone to claim that what this video depicts or the nature of the case or the event itself justifies any criminal behavior.
CBS News Brief, I'm Tom Foti.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, a Hardball Thursday edition. Dom, let's not do some math per se, but some calendar watching. This particular week after Labor Day also marks the start of a terrifyingly high-stakes ride for America. 5 months until the beginning of the primaries, 8 until Trump's trial for seeking to overturn the 2020 election, 10 months until the Republican convention right here in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right, Tom? Which wow. Trump is almost certain to be nominated. 14 until the presidential election of 2024. All the while, Trump and House Republicans will be throwing up every conceivable distraction and roadblock, threatening to or actually closing the government, impeaching Joe Biden, holding more hearings on woke capitalism, Hunter Biden, the alleged weaponization of the Justice Department, and the FBI. And at this point, the polls are too close for comfort, Dom. So the question we must all ask ourselves is what can we do between now and the election to help save American democracy? Dom, how can we save American democracy? Here are a couple of thoughts. One, And I am reading a piece here from the Raw Story, an opinion piece, but I agree with many of these thoughts. One, do everything within your power to assure that Donald Trump is not reelected president. For some of us, this will mean taking out time out of our normal lives to become more directly politically involved, up to and including moving to a different state. And if you can hear my voice and you don't live in the state of Wisconsin right now, I'd like you to consider moving here. We're beautiful. Wisconsin is a glorious state. We got fine cities. We got beautiful parts all around. And we need your votes. So if you're considering, you know, perhaps moving out of Texas or some other southern or red state, consider moving here because our votes matter each and every time.
You see that gerrymander they're so desperately trying to protect?
Well, state legislative races are different. I'm talking about democracy at stake here, Dom. The re-election of Donald Trump. This is one of the few states that'll matter. Dom, do not succumb to complacency or cynicism. The stakes are too high. Even if you cannot take much time off your normal life for direct politics, you will need to organize, mobilize, and energize your friends, colleagues, and neighbors. And if you're doing so, I recommend you do so at a bar with some cold beverages.
Or listen to the Devil's Advocates radio show and tell all your friends.
Maybe tell them to turn us on at the bar with some cold beverages. Here's another one. Dom, and we try to do this, I'd like to thank each and every day. Counter lies with truth. When you hear someone repeating a Trump Republican lie, correct it, which will require that you prepare yourself with facts, logic, analysis, and sources. Well, I heard it on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
That's all you need, baby.
Dominic, do not tolerate bigotry and hate. Call it out. Stand up to it. Denounce it. Demand that others denounce it too. Yes, do not quietly tolerate. Dom, do not resort to violence, even if it's CJ. Name calling, bullying, or any of the other tactics that Trump followers might be using.
Oh, no,
wait a second.
I mean, come on. No, you know, name calling, you know.
Sticks and stones may break my bones, but name calling CJ never hurt me. I'm gonna disagree with the author of this piece, Dom. I'm gonna be down for hardball name calling. What do you
hard think? Okay, let me jump in here and see if you agree with this one, Crudy. Be compassionate towards hardcore followers of Trump, but be firm in your opposition. Understand why someone may decide to support Trump, but don't waste your time and energy trying to convert them. Use your time and energy on those who still have open minds.
I would say that that is excellent advice. Although, give me a campfire, two cases of beer, and the rest of the evening, and I will change anybody's mind.
I don't think so, man. You know what? Yeah, sometimes this is not going to happen. You know, OJ was a Hertz guy or Enterprise. I forget it. You know, but you know, if you're paid to drink Pepsi, you're not going to drink Coke, man. If you're supporting Bud Light, you know, you can't be in public drinking Miller Light, man. No matter what you say or how you say it, it's not going to happen.
I am talking about a literal circumstance, and I only brought a 12-pack of beer, Dom. But I sat down at a campfire with strangers. And so clearly to me, within the course of the first 15 minutes of conversation, because you know how crude he is, I'll take the conversation wherever I want it to go. And I wanted to talk about politics that night. I want to get an assessment on who was with me here at the campfire. And it was probably 11-1 or 12-1. And I was the one, you know, as the liberal guy. And here's what I found. Over the course of the evening, and they drank some of their own beverages. I also had a flask. But over the course of the evening and a couple of shared drinks, about 80% of them showed some reasonableness, moved on a number of opinions, or at least were open to consideration and research of those opinions.
Sure.
And what
sure.
I found is so many of those that supported these notions really didn't have all the facts.
Sure.
They had big gaps in their knowledge. They were getting their information from Fox News or Fox News Digital, let's say. And they weren't getting alternatives. Or they were hearing it on the radio, Dom. Not the good radio. You know, the whitey-righty radio. But anyways, any of these other ones we think worth considering?
I get that. And that's great. I appreciate that. But I guess I would qualify that as were they hardcore as defined here?
No, CJ. I see him in the queue.
Right. So it's like CJ, the hardcore. You know,
I'm not trying to change his mind.
That fly the flags. The ones that ultimately are so hardcore, they're down with a fascist state, man. And I don't know about you, and I'm compassionate with those. I mean, I get it. My family voted Republican. I voted by whatever, whatever, whatever. But if you're a hardcore Trumpster, I know he won. You know he won. Big live, you know, flying the Brandon flag kind of stuff. And you're that guy. You're that fascist. I have a real hard time finding compassion, political compassion for you.
Well, I'm going to remind you of an incident that happened on this show. And I'm going to hearken to the Empowered Caregiver show. I was invited on that show, as was Civic Media's own Phil Nee, William Walter, and I believe Terry Barr. And we were each invited on as guest of Liza Hellenbrand, who happens to be my wife. I think she does a fine little show. And the nature of that show was each of us had been caregivers to someone in our lives. And I told the story. My mom died when I was quite young, and she had cancer a couple times, and I had been her caregiver, and kind of changes a dude, kind of makes me a little bit headstrong. But anyway, setting that aside, CJ, who I think also gave care to someone in his life as an adult, found common ground with us on that particular show. Dom, you will recall, CJ, I mean, I just beat the snot out of the guy before we even let him on the air. And CJ showed nothing but human compassion that day. And even given the opportunity to be the normal jerky CJ that he is so capable of being, didn't take the bait, did he? And what was the commonality? It was emotion, human experience, right? Sure. And I've told you, and I think there should be compassion for the Trump voter. And I don't think they're all convertible. I don't think CJ is ever going to go vote for Joe Biden. But I think there is things in CJ's life that he and I can find common ground on. I told you about Front Row Joe and the day, the same guy we had seen in multiple Trump rallies, and he's a guy that'd show up and like a deadhead. He'd follow the guy around the nation. Front Row Joe, although my name's Leroy or whatever it was, but you can call me Front Row Joe. And we'd see this guy, and I interviewed him a couple times. And then I see him there with his little granddaughter, and she's this beautiful little blonde, cute daughter, granddaughter, 3 years old maybe. Adoring both he of her and she of he. And if I saw that guy in the park with his granddaughter, I think, what a great guy. Taking his granddaughter to the park, being a great doting grandfather. Now, that guy guaranteed vote for Trump twice, probably will a third time. But he's still a human being, man. If that guy's granddaughter was sick and he put up a GoFundMe campaign, I might give $20. You know, we are still human beings. And just because someone doesn't agree with us politically,
it's not, but no, but here's the thing, man. It's beyond the political issue. Hey, what should tax rates be? You know what I mean? No, man. It's beyond, you know, how much money should we invest in schools? You know, what should the minimum wage be?
Well, I wish we had those applied arguments.
We lost an election. Our guy lied to us. We're into it. We're going to try to overthrow the government. How about that?
Yeah, that's a little hard to get over.
These are the hardcore. This is not a political argument, man. This is a life argument. They lost, and they want to force their will upon us. And you look what they're trying to do here in the state of Wisconsin with Protasiewicz. They lost. They still want to force their will upon you. The tyrannical minority. You know what I'm saying? Now, they say they got the seats, perhaps for the majority. All I want is some level maps, man. But, no, I get it when people, there's commonality. We all bleed. We all breathe. We're all going to die. We all have some commonality. And if we look down deep enough, we'll eventually get there. But, you know, great. But what about the things that matter? What about the impact and the efforts and the things? What are you telling that granddaughter of yours? What kind of influence are you? Are you telling them that Donald Trump won? You tell them that Donald Trump, you know, they tried to stop the steal. It's all Donald Trump's your hero. Donald Trump is here from God. What are you telling that daughter, man? So, yeah, we got kids, but not everyone raises them the same. The hatred, that stuff's taught, man. The Proud Boys, the 3%ers, the Oath Keepers. You know what I'm saying? I don't have compassion for that. We got to fight that.
Dom, the
hardball, Crudy.
I'm all down for Hardball, but let me give you the next recommendation here, Tom. Don't waste your time, and I feel like he's speaking to me. Don't waste your time and energy commiserating with people who already agree with you. Well, that won't be a problem with our friendship. Don't gripe, whine, wring your hands, and kvetch with other progressives about how awful Trump and his Republican enablers are. Don't snivel over or criticize Biden and the Democrats for failing to communicate more effectively how bad Trump and his Republican enablers are. Well, you got Dom and Crudy for that. None of this will get you anything except an upset stomach or worse, Dom. So don't go together with your like-minded political buddies and whine to yourselves about how bad life is. Better to have an action plan. And of course,
yeah, get some independents and have them bring three of their friends and have three of their friends bring three of their friends. And then we'll sell you some soap. Crony, demonstrate, but don't mistake demonstrating for political action. You may find it gratifying to stand on a corner in Berkeley with a sign asking drivers to honk if you hate fascism. And you elicit lots of honks, but that's as politically effectual as taking a warm shower. Organize people who don't normally vote to vote for Biden. Mobilize, get out the vote efforts in your community. Get young people involved.
There's only a few more, and then we'll get to the phones. 844-967-2789. Dom, don't get deflected by the latest sensationalist post or story by or about Trump. Don't let the media short-term attention span divert your eyes from the prize, the survival of American democracy during one of the greatest stress tests it has had to endure, organized by one of the worst demagogues in American history.
Demagogues? I think they just called Donald Trump a name.
I cannot overstate how critical the outcome of the next 14 months will be to everything we believe in and the importance of your participation. Dom will be with you every step of the way.
So say we all.
Come back with us. We'll take some calls on the other side. How the time flies, Dom.
Yeah, it does. It does. It truly does. Crudy, I don't want to, I get riled up. Because,
really?
You know,
I had not noted.
The ones that if you believe in the fascism, if you believe that just because you and maybe you have your God in your head, that you want to impose your will upon people and other people don't want it and you do it by force, you know, I don't care how much your dog loves you, man. You know, those are not situations where we empathize with those who disagree with us because they literally want to beat us down, man. That's what they did. You see what they did to the cops on January 6th? That's what they want to do to anybody who disagrees with their fascism. Now, you get caught up in it, and I get it, and there's people around the campfire maybe aren't all that, but we got to make sure we know who the ones are, and some of those folks are going to jail for a very long time.
Folks, come back.
Devil's Advocate, come back. Your call is 844-967-2789.
Ready to ride?
Just let me get my flip-flops on.
Whoa, Mom and Dad are going for a ride without their protective gear.
Quick, grab the checklist. I'll grab the gear.
Just where do you two think you're going without your safety gear?
Yeah, you know how we feel about riding without your gear.
Well, it's so nice out.
And we're only going for a short ride.
Not before you put all this gear on, you're not.
But...
riding pants?
Okay.
Check.
Motorcycle boots?
Bye-bye, flip-flops.
Check.
Armored jackets?
Nice.
Check.
Riding gloves?
Two pairs.
Check.
Last but not least, full-face helmets.
Check.
Now you're ready to ride.
And you look cool.
All the gear, all the time. Zero in Wisconsin. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Be home on time for dinner.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Transportation.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear tonight, low in the low 50s. Increasing clouds tomorrow, chance of storms in the late afternoon and evening. A high near 80. Partly sunny and low 70 Sunday. Just a slight chance of a shower. Around 70 and mostly sunny Monday. Right now it's 53.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Going to take some of your calls at 844-967-2789 and stick around. Patrick Marley, journalist from the Washington Post, going to join us in the next hour.
Dominic, a few submissions on the text line. One says, go D. I think that's you. Got a fan. One at least. Go Dom. Here's another. Great subject. This is why I listen. You're smart. And here's another. Have friends who drink the Kool-Aid, but still have, still my friends. Well, Dom has often drank the Kool-Aid on differing subjects, perhaps not political ideology, but so much that you believe in, I disagree with Dom.
Yeah. Right back at you, Crudy.
Well, that's what makes us friends, right? If all we did was agree with each other, how boring would that be?
Well, no doubt, man. It's good to have different ideas and experiences and whatnot. But, you know, there are some basic tenets that I think we all should believe in. At least if you believe in a free humanity, you know, we the people, you know, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, those kinds of things. Well, those are very difficult when a vocal and armed, violent minority tries to impose their will after getting their ass handed to them in an election.
844-967-2789. Kathy from Forest Park, Illinois. Welcome, Kathy. How are you listening today?
Hi, Kathy.
We're listening by stream. And awesome. Always glad to listen to you guys. Do a great job.
Well, thank you.
It's something to consider with the gentleman from the Washington Post. This isn't just going on with Wisconsin. It's going on in Alabama. It's going on in Georgia. It's going on in other states around the country where they're trying to limit redistricting, where there's actually cases in front of either the federal court or local courts to try to redraw maps that have been unfairly drawn. And here's the thing, in Wisconsinites stood up to the challenge, and that 10% is now about to be having their vote nullified by virtue of what these clowns are threatening. And you all need to get a hold of that 10%, and maybe Illinoisans can help you with it, as soon as possible to inoculate them from what they're trying to do, which is to depress the vote in 24. I mean, that's their end game, is to get people to be embarrassed by having supported the justice. She's a wonderful woman. When my sister graduated from law school, Chief Justice Abramson actually spoke at her graduation. So we're very familiar with Wisconsin judiciary. And it's just a sad, sad statement that this is the depth to which they have sunk. And you, Winkler, and the rest of them need to really start ginning up the game. I mean, I think you really do have a major challenge on your hands, and as does the country. If the country can now be convinced that Joe Biden is guilty of some kind of misconduct with his son, which was just reported on CNN within the last day or so. They did a poll. Something like 57% of the country or something along those lines believe he was involved with his son on the stuff with Ukraine and China. That's their end game. That's what, because the Republicans hammer it day in and day out, and that's what commercial media is doing to the public. They are just treating them like a bunch of puppets. And without you, what would we do? I mean, why we listen to you all the time is because you're a breath of fresh air. It gives us some hope with this huge network you've put together. And you need to get together with the other progressive billionaires out there to get them to underwrite more of your work, because it is needed desperately over the next 14 months. It really is.
Well,
so just to throw that out for your consideration.
Well, Kathy, from your lips to some rich guy's ears, if you got billions you want to put behind this cause, 844-967-2789. Kathy, are you ready to do your part, though? Are you ready to move to swing state Wisconsin and help us out in the next election?
Well, actually, it's funny you mention that, because we looked at the Democratic Party, where they will allow to help with doing phone banking and so forth. For a long time, when Walker got elected, we wouldn't even vacation in Wisconsin because we found it so abhorrent. Since this last election cycle, and with your governor and the other people you've gotten elected, your treasurer and so forth, we've been now spending time in Wisconsin and spending vacation dollars there.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that they're making a mistake to not really support what you're doing, because we wouldn't even know about it if it weren't for your station. We started listening to you when you were on CPT, and then we started listening to you, really, your broadcast, all your folks, all day long, because Wisconsin is so important to see. And that's what kills them, is that you took it to them. You beat them at their own game, and she put it on the line, saying the map needed to be redrawn. It was, and these other states, they're trying to fight it, but they're not in the same position as you are with her actually having won the election. So that must be really galling to Ron Johnson and all of them. They thought they had this in the bank, your state in the bank, and now it may be coming, you know, back realigned in an appropriate, not guaranteeing that Democrats will take control, but that'll be more balanced and more truthful in terms of the representation of your citizenry. So I don't know. We're prepared. We'd be glad to contribute to candidates. In fact, we have a little dog who we bring with us wherever we go. That's kind of the stumbling block. That's why we're willing to do phone banking, because a lot of times, you know, pets aren't allowed. But we really firmly believe in you. And we think there's other Illinoisans out there who believe in you, too, and want to see our neighbor in Wisconsin succeed. So I believe that's true. But the 10%, that's when you have to keep your eye on, because those are people who you, however you're able to do it, whatever part of the message they bought into, maybe it was abortion, maybe it was redistricting, maybe it was a combination of things, maybe they're just fed up with what's been going on with some of your elected officials. All I can say is whatever we can do to be of support, we want you to know that people like us are out there.
Well, Kathy, thank you so much for that thoughtful call. And I would say a couple things you can do. A, tell people about us. We have two signals that theoretically get down into the Chicagoland area. WRJN, 1400 AM, Racine, Kenosha. And the big Beast of the East, 540 AM. And of course, as you now know, the Civic Media app and the stream. You can always listen to us there. But Dom and I are going to go on the road very, very soon. And we're going to do like a state line party. We're going to come down there just to the edge where the Bears fans and the Packer fans come together. They hate Scott Walker. And we will look for your attendance, Kathy, and a lot of good Illinois people like you. Come on up. Meet the Devil's Advocates. We'll put it on the calendar very, very soon. More Devils, Hour 2, Patrick Marley from the Washington Post. You're going to want to stick around.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons, like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check NHTSA.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.